Cross of St. George by Alexander Kent. Read by Michael Jaston. Chapter 1. Sword of Honour. The Royal Dockyard at Portsmouth, usually a place of noise and constant movement, was as quiet as the grave. It had been snowing steadily for 2 days, and the buildings, workshops, piles of timber and ship's stores, which made up the clutter in every big yard, had become only meaningless shapes. And it was still snowing. Even the familiar smells had been overwhelmed by the white blanket. The sharp tang of paint and tar, hemp and new sawdust, like the sounds, seemed smothered and distorted. And, muffled by the snow, the echoing report of the court-martial gun had gone almost unnoticed. Set apart from the other buildings, the Port Admiral's house and offices were even more isolated than usual. From one of the tall windows which overlooked a nearby dock, it was not even possible to see the water in the harbour. Captain Adam Bolitho wiped the damp glass and stared down at a solitary Royal Marine, whose scarlet tunic was a sharp contrast to the blinding whiteness of the backdrop. It was early afternoon. It could have been sunset. He saw his reflection in the window, and the light of the blazing log fire on the other side of the room, where his companion, a nervous lieutenant, sat perched on the edge of his chair with his hands held out to the flames. At any other time, Adam Bolitho could have felt sorry for him. It was never an easy or a welcome duty to be the companion. His mouth tightened. The escort for someone awaiting the convenience of a court-martial. Even though everyone had assured him that the verdict would be unquestionably in his favour. They had convened this morning in a spacious hall adjoining the Admiral's house, a place more usually the venue of receptions than a courtroom, where a man...